For nearly 15 years, UW scientists have worked with the pulp of a berry from West Africa to create Brazine. Fariba Asseti-Porter, who's been on the project since 1996, says the substance has great commercial potential.
Sweet properties, very close to sugar. There's no aftertaste effect. It's ideal for baking, possibly, not just being used in drinks.
But the prospect leaves a bitter taste for Pat Mooney. He's with the Ottawa-based Etc. Group, which looks at how modern technology affects developing countries, especially in farming. He says West Africans aren't reaping the fruits of their own labor with the berries the UW-Madison took from their community to create Brazine. Mooney says those people deserve to profit as well.
It would be entirely up to those who've been wrongfully dealt with here, the communities and the countries, to decide what they want to do. They may enter into private negotiation, or they may challenge it through the United Nations. They may take it to the International Court of Justice. It would be up to them to decide.
Lauren Miles, CEO of Nature Research Ingredients Incorporated, says hopefully that won't be necessary. He says if their Brazine sweetener, called Sweet with a C, gets approved by the FDA and put on the market, his company will look into micro-lending programs for the West African countries and also provide growers with mosquito nets to help curb malaria. Miles hopes for FDA approval in late 2009. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.